Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Files of the Bunyip. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, which is a beautiful spot, and we're very fortunate and privileged to be able to record here. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Second week into the new year.
It is already. Wednesday, the 8th of January already.
Yes, I know. Yes. It's scoot past again.
Yes. So there were no looking back. The Bunyip came out over Christmas and New Year, but they didn't have looking back. Oh, they were just sort of retrospective.
What a shame.
So, yes, not much happens in Gawler over Christmas.
Apparently. Well,
although this one, this year, or last year, I guess, was it last year or this year? I think it was, yes, it was December. A truck took down the front of the pile building veranda.
Yes, yes.
Just before the paper went to print.
Yep.
About too late for them to report on it last week. So things do happen.
Yes. Yeah. It was quite spectacular, that one. I think that made national news because it was such a stupid thing to have happened.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Bushfires. We learn that some very distressing bushfires have occurred in the Kapunda and Angaston districts, resulting in great losses to settlers, especially as a large proportion of the crops were standing at the time of the outbreak. Two settlers in the Kapunda district are reported to have lost at least 7,000 bushels of wheat, and the losses of many others vary from 500 to 1,000 bushels each. The origin of the fires is unknown at present, but it is to be hoped that a searching investigation will be made and the cause of such destruction discovered.
Oh, it's terrible. We lost a crop once to arson, and because you could see where it was ignited, it was matches, it was a barley crop that we lost 1 year and to fire. But I was astounded to hear this morning there are bushfires in Los Angeles. It's winter.
Yes.
It's their winter, and they've got bushfires happening.
The worst they've ever had.
Is it really? And in winter time.
I know. That's what
so dry there.
I was reading that, and then suddenly I realised, hang on, it's winter. Why are they having fires now? That's what's so...
It is scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yes. Off early, settlers losing their crop was probably make or break back then.
Devastating.
Yeah, they were on the edge all the time. So, hand over to you for 100 years ago.
100 years ago, Gawler and its footpaths. Years ago, the Gawler Town Council was opposed to the asphalting of footpaths by tar, the contention being that the coal extract would not affine with the rubble and limestone foundations. Presumably, the affinity was so coagulative that it was not thought necessary to give further attention to the paths, and throughout the years these have been allowed to deteriorate to such an extent that their renovation would now be a costly business. The town surveyor is not enamoured with tar paving of the limestone rubble, and claims that with the exceptions of certain thoroughfares, the town could be better served with the lime rubble footways, their construction and upkeep being quicker and cheaper. Yes, well, we know what happened there.
Yes.
Concrete and,
eventually. Yep, it's taken a long time. When I grew up, we had just the little, it's just a path, a windy little path, dirt path. It was lovely. Loved our footpath. But it got concreted, as they all do.
They're not much fun in winter, though.
No, they're not. And for people with elderly, they can be quite dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mind you, the concrete footpaths can too. Ours tends to do the rise and
they
dip and
drop and
So they actually put like just bitumen in places, probably because that's where the tree roots are. So they've bitumened those areas of the footpath now.
They are cheaper to dig up and replace than concrete.
Mm. And it probably is less prone to becoming uneven if you've got a slab that's going to
help. It's easier dealt with.
Yeah. So 50 years ago, huge local reaction to appeal for cyclone aid. Food, clothing and money began pouring in at the Salvation Army collection point the day after the Christmas Day cyclone disaster. Officer in charge, Major Rowley, said the reaction had been tremendous. In fact, we received much more food and clothing than we could handle, he said. He had received cash donations of $400 and money. Now the most urgent need was still being given. Special Darwin relief collections in St Bridget's and St Peter's and Paul Roman Catholic churches in Gawler yielded $1,436. One little girl even came forward and offered her candy money for the people of Darwin.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, yes, 50 years ago since the Cyclone Tracy.
Yes, I remember it.
I remember it very well.
74, we just moved out to Port Gawler. Devastating.
Yes.
25 years ago, end of a retail era, century-old Gawler department store H.B. Crosby Proprietary Limited has closed its doors. Famous for its flying fox and classic facade in the heart of the main street, it came as a shock to many shoppers to find the doors shut on the first day of trading in 2000. While the Crosby's name will live on a new shop at the corner of Murray and Todd Streets, it's ostensibly the end of trading for the town's biggest department store, which has been operating there since 1886. Well, Crosby's name still lives on in the facade of the building.
It does, yes.
I don't know how many years the store lasted, but Chris Slate passed away, and Brad, who worked in the shops, well, he went out to work for the Doulises.
Yes, yeah.
And he loved it there.
He's moved on since there too.
Yeah, I don't know where he is now.
He was guest poet a couple of years ago at the Festival of Words.
Oh, that's right, he was, yes.
Very charismatic person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, very nice.
Yeah, so they still got
the flying fox is still there. And the Crosby's facade,
Essex House, it's a beautiful building.
It is magnificent, yes. And inside it is almost as it was when
with
Crosby's
the floorboards
were there.
And
the flying fox, of course. Yeah. I think every now and then they trot it out and they actually exhibit it. It still works.
Yeah, I do.
They did an exhibition a couple of years ago.
Yes, I think I remember that. Might have been during History Week. So I move on to 10 years ago, in the line of fire. We're back to fire. It came quickly, destroying homes, injuring dozens of people and killing hundreds of animals in just 5 days. One of the worst bushfires in the state's history started on Friday afternoon, January the 2nd, winds erratically spreading the blaze across more than 13,000 acres of the Mount Lofty Ranges, destroying at least 26 homes in the process. South Australian Premier Jay Retherill on Monday, January the 5th, said 29 people had been injured, mostly Country Fire Service volunteers. CFS Region 2 Commander John Hutchins said the fire had not increased in size on Monday night, but temperatures anticipated to reach the high 30s today were causing concern, along with strong winds. That's the Humbug Scrub fire.
That was Sampson Flat. I was working at CFS Foundation at the time, and we just got thousands of dollars worth of donations, and the 20-over limited over cricket was on at Adelaide Oval on the following week, and so they said, we're going to make it a benefit for the CFS Foundation, and we put a lot of effort into getting ready for it. Turned up there, they started to play, and it belted down with rain.
Oh, no.
And they had to abandon the match, and it's like, oh. I don't know how much money we raised, but we raised quite a bit, and that all went back to the injured firefighters. So,
one of Patrick's school friends, they live at Humbug Scrub, his family, and they're on the top of the hill, and there's a group of houses on the top of the hill, and the fire, they managed to save the houses, but the fire burnt just around, and their water tank exploded in the heat.
Wow.
So they lost all their water tanks. But extremely lucky. And their cat was in the house because they were at work when the fire started, because it started in the afternoon.
Yeah, wouldn't be allowed back.
And they weren't allowed back. And so the whole time they were worried sick about the cat. Cat was fine. Cat was okay. But, it's just, it's so hard.
Yeah, it was pretty devastating. Mm. Again, we top and tail with fire, don't we?
We do, yes. It's that time of year.
Well, it's summer.
It is indeed.
Or winter as it is in
California, which is...
That's really frightening. So.
It is very frightening.
So that's it for this week.
Yes, that's
it. We're signing off, Jeanette, and we'll be back next week, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, back next week, Kay.
See you then.
See you then. For all life's sun.